the time of sickness, God in the doctor tell you, in the time of your greatest trial, he truly was God to you. And he's God in the pulpit, God way down at the door.
This is Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rohn.
Praise God. It is another beautiful day. Today, we have David Hogan from Freedom Ministries as he is ministering to the Aztec Indians in Mexico. Question: did the ministry of Jesus quit when they put the back cover on the Bible? Was that the end of signs and wonders, miracles? Answer: I don't think so. Today on this broadcast that we title, The Glowing Man, demonstrates to you that Jesus has not stopped ministering and doing miracles in this world today. Today, David Hogan from Freedom Ministries, what a wonderful missionary, what a dynamic and provocative speaker and teacher. Here he is, David Hogan and The Glowing Man.
Okay, so all these people are getting saved, and I won't tell them my schedule because always mixed up in every crowd is the enemy. And the enemy's not there for God or the betterment of the people. The enemy's there to find out information on how they can murder you. So you need to keep your dead gummit mouth shut. Persecution started because we've affected, God did. I don't know all this stuff. I don't care who gets hair-lipped. This is going to happen. Okay, well, they don't care that you go out there and burn all your life up as long as you don't get a whole lot of people saved and start affecting government and business. You hear me? They just don't care till the day comes that they do. All right, so... they told me, the brothers met me, brothers saved people. We call each other brothers, sisters. We don't use many names. We're just brothers and sisters. That's it. Okay, so they met me out of town, good ways, and they said, look here. They've told us they're going to kill you today. You know, you'd think they would have hiked to my house and told me before I cranked my truck. Now I'm kind of obligated. You know, I'm there. And I feel like I would be running out ratting on them if I didn't die with them. So I said, okay, let's go and see what happens. But I have to warn you, persecutors normally tell the truth. When they send you a threat, they will normally, they'll carry through with it. And so, because we're to them innocents, we're unarmed, we're non-combatant, we want Jesus, we don't want anything but Jesus. But the problem is there's too many of us because we've taken now away from the idol business and from the priest's coffers and not on purpose. I've never taken an offering from those people. I'd already paid for my own hotel. So I go to this service. Now there's so many brothers there. Wow, it's like a lot, probably 300. And we don't have a building, so we're under a mango tree. And I'm just happy that all them people are there. You know, I'm just naive, oblivious. And then one of my brothers, I was preaching under the tree, and one of the brothers comes up and said, they're here. I didn't hear or see a thing. I said, what do you want? He said, keep preaching. I said, well, why'd you interrupt me? So then when they throw rocks, they're big rocks. You don't understand this because persecution was before your time. Somebody else was persecuted so you could have an opinion. Okay, and so you hear it coming through the limbs, rock. You don't know what it is. I'm not used to being stoned like that. I mean, some of you might disagree with me and stand up and blurt out something and run out in the cold, and I go, thank God. I live in this intense environment, but I'm not used to real blood yet. But when that first rock hit the ground close to me, boom, that thing was 5 pounds, I bet you. Had to put a dent in you. And then I started hearing them. And people started running, right? Because they're gonna trying to kill us. And this is how God got me. Everybody wants to know. All right, now I'm gonna tell you the one that got my passion stirred. Because I'm standing there and I don't know, you don't know where to run because they're everywhere. And there's these little kids standing, they're amazed at me. I'm a big white guy. They never seen one. And these little kids. And they're not worried about the rocks. They're scared of me. But they're amazed. And all of a sudden, one of those rocks comes, hits this little girl right in the face. All right. She's standing right there, and I was the target. But I wasn't hit, she was. Now that thing hit her. It was instant blood. Poof. Just pumping every heartbeat straight out of the front of her, right under her eyes. Just, man, I picked her up and she's screaming and blood's just covering me. I look pretty rough. And when you start getting converts and you start trying to walk with God and you're responsible, you feel responsible. It's not the enemy. It's not that rock. It's because her parents believed the gospel and they brought her to the service. All right, so what do? Y'all don't know. I do. I put my hands on her face and the blood's just streaming out between my fingers. Jesus, I'm holding her. I'm covered with her blood. Jesus. And it just stopped running. And I took my hand off, took my handkerchief, wiped her face, and she's healed. Look, all right, listen, yeah, all right, now, look, you're fixing to be on an emotional roller coaster, because what happened is going to really torture your emotions here, okay, and I'm bent on getting them tortured for you. Because that little kid, if there is such a thing as innocence, it was her. You understand me? Okay. So the parents come rolling up, and she's bloody, I'm bloody, but there's no wound now. And the mom grabs the baby, and she looks at me, and she said these words. Now, this is in your whole life. This is what you want. She says, Tas kamate nuik ni tabit. Thank you very much, Brother David, saving my daughter. Said, Kena. And I handed the mom the daughter. She's cleaning her up and they're wiping me and the rocks are continuing. And I told the brothers, let's attack them. So, wham, we take off after them. See, your world, let's everybody do a prayer meeting. Let's pray for our enemies. Well, you're halfway right. We'll pray for them after we get our hands around their throat. We're going to stop these rocks. Do you understand? We're going to stop these rocks. You can't have these babies get... You have no idea what that does to a man. When you got this little baby's blood pumping on you, that ain't okay. Okay, so we take off, boom, and they take off. But you see, I'm going to tell you about tactics, enemy plans and schemes and tactics. They knew I would attack them. I am predictable. I won't back down. I'm predictable. They've studied me, and they come up with a plan. How do we kill this guy? We got to get him away from the main crowd, and we got to block him, and then we can kill them all, whoever's with him. And I didn't know that. I'm covered in blood, and it's innocent. Your emotions are twisted because you know you can't fight these people. It's illegal. But you know you have to. So God's got to get you to where you can trust him in the most dire situation. And you don't know what you're going to do until you're the one holding the baby. Well, I know what I'll do now. And so we got in my truck, and I got this big fancy four-wheel drive, and they all loaded in there. My truck's, you know, looking like it's loaded down. And we're going, and you know, and the brothers say, stop. It was too late. First rock hit the hood of my truck. Boom. It's a big cliff there. And there was they had put up a 4-foot tall wall of rock, big rocks and trees where I couldn't get through. And as soon as we drove in, they blocked the behind of us. We're stuck. It was a perfect trap. Perfect trap. Okay. So we play a little bit because it's going to get tense. It's fixing to get tense now. That little girl was one thing. This is something else. The fella that got up in his own house and all the witch doctor and all these people got saved, and they're following me around now, and it's been a long time, and everybody's been filled with lots of Holy Ghost mini services now, and they're catching on to how it's going and what's going to happen and on, right? But we got too many people saved, and we started affecting the economy of the idolatrous people and the government and the priests. And on. So they have to stop us, and they think by killing me, they'll get the job done. So they hit us, knocked every window out of my truck, dented my truck cab down, and the people are in the back. It's 37 people back there. Rocks hit them directly. Pow. And by the time I'm out, I'm telling them, come down off that mountain, we'll talk. Yeah, I'm doing the David kill Goliath thing, you know. And there's a lot of screaming involved. And then I noticed blood leaking out of my truck. So I'm pulling these people out, and they still throwing rocks at us. And I got these people out, and I put them way over there out of the way in safety. And guess who took the rock? Domingo, the top of his head is missing. Okay. All right. Now, okay, it's gone. And I can't find it. But it turns out it was knocked off and behind him, laying on his back. Okay. So, and he's just, all of his blood's pumping out in the truck. And I got him, and I pulled him back, and they showed me his skull. So I put it back on him and took my handkerchief. And the rocks, bam, bam. And you have no idea. I realize I'm way out of bounds on y'all's idea. But hell hates you. And you want to walk with them? I can't allow that. Jesus is king. So I tie his head back on, and I told the brothers, take him home. Because he was in the next village. We was almost there. It was like in my truck, it would have been like 15 more minutes on that bumpy old road. But they had to go down by the river and carrying him, and he didn't make it. He died. Okay, and I'm there, and I told the brothers, I said, look, Do y'all know where the next trap is? They said, yes, we do. It's the double Pena. It's where the road's cut through a mountain and it's cliffs on both sides. They're waiting on it. They're going to kill you there. This was not the murder site. The murder site's the next one. I said, I'm going. All right, now. Now, you got to listen to me. I don't know how to explain to you. I don't have good enough words to explain what courage is. But I do have a song, and I'm not a singer, but I sing it anyway. And so we get there, and you can hear them talking, and it's lots of them. And I turned to my brothers, and I told them, I said, okay, they're fixing to kill me now. Just take me to my wife, please. After they've done whatever they're going to do, just get me to my wife. And they said, okay. I said, I want y'all to go and save yourselves. And I turned and I ignored. Now, see, there's more with me. And I couldn't have been more alone, but I'm not. And I know what it seems like. Your eyes, your ears, your senses are telling you how strong and powerful the enemy is. And they are wrong. Jesus is king. And see, I can tell a couple of you, you're starting to cock your eyebrow a little bit. You may be really touched, David. I may be. I'll give you that. But let me say this to you. I walk up there. I'm unarmed. Now, I'm a gun person, but I'm unarmed. I don't do it in my work. I refuse. Who I am, I refuse that. It's how God sees me. Is how I want to present myself to the enemy. And I am not only a son, I'm a favorite son. I've been rescued out of a pit. My sins have been forgiven. That makes me a threat to everything. I roll up on them things and I'm sitting there stretching. There's no hurry anymore. And then I sang my song. And I apologize to you, I'm not a singer. But I sang them a tune anyway. God is God, and He always will be God. He's God in the fiery furnace. He's God in the lion's den. He's God of all creations, and He's God in the heart of men. And I took that step, and I just kept singing that song to them people. They never threw a rock at me. You hear rocks grating. You hear, there's no, we don't know. I never did find out exactly what they saw. But they saw something that stopped them from casting another stone at us. There was something with us. Because I got through that 200-300 yard thing. And I turn around. You can't believe the emotion. How much calories? You want to burn some calories? I know how. And I turn around, and every one of my pastors followed me through that thing. You want somebody to be powerful in God? Lead them. Lead them. They'll follow you. People are looking to follow something. They want God. Your flesh is afraid of the words coming out of my mouth, but your spirit is leaping and this is what I'm looking for. Yeah. Valor. Courage. God of all creation, and He's God in the hearts of men. And so we we got away alive. And it continued. Now, it was a long battle, but I'm not going to talk about that anymore. I want to talk about Brother Domingo. Because they carried him home. And when he got home, he was dead. Okay, so he's dead. So I get there. I am lit. You hear me? I'm blood covered from Domingo's blood, the little girl's blood. I mean, I got crust on me, boy. I'm a wild looking individual. And I go rolling up in that village, you know, and these brothers are with me, and we're all just bug-eyed, man. We was on something. Adrenaline and Holy Ghost fire. Yes, sir. And then the wife came out. His wife, she wanted to hit me with it. Well, she did. Because when I got there, her husband's laying dead. And she rolled up on me and she started pounding me. You killed my husband. Bam, bam, bam. And listen to me. Screw your emotions. You have to take this stuff. Stop being led by emotions and start following the Holy Ghost. And I sit there and she pounded on me a good long while. And then the sisters stepped in and grabbed her because she's distraught. She should be doing, that's what you should be doing if your husband just got killed. That's what you should be doing. Me, my emotions are nothing compared to what she's hit with now. And he's laying there dead. So what do? Pray, brother, praise the Lord. It is a true statement, though. So we started praying. Nothing. And we went on to like 4 in the morning. Nothing. I told the leaders that was there, y'all stay. Go through tonight. I'm going home to report in to my wife. I'll be back in a few hours. Good idea. I took off. Okay. So I went home, told her she cleaned me up. I was hurt. Boy, them rocks hurt you now. I was hurt. And that lady patched me up. I said, I got to go back. She said, you're hurt. I said, I know I'm hurt, but I'm not dead. I'm going back. See, I know what common sense and logic and reason say. How about let's do what God says? You hearing me or not hearing me? So I get out there. You know, I done had time to get a shower. She's done patched me up. I'm hurting, but I'm there. The brothers are there, and they go, you need to eat, Brother David. I said, no, my wife fed me something. They said, no. I said, oh, you done buried him? Oh. So I go in there. That's what they do. The family of the dead. See, in y'all's world, somebody dies, y'all bring food and help them through that time. But in our world, the family that's got the death feeds everybody that comes. It's a little different than yours. Okay, so I go in there and they set up this table. The people with me, we ate. Then they brought more food. Then more food. I go, dude, what if I have to run again? Because they're after us. They got us now. They know they killed one of us and the rest of us are hurt. That incites people to do greater damage. Because they got you. Your God didn't stop them. So I go back in there and I sit down and I eat. And I do all this stuff. And I'm fully believing, you know, that they already buried the guy. Because where we're from, you have to bury dead within 24 hours. It stops plagues, disease, and so forth. It's federal law. If you don't, they will put you in jail. Because they will find out. Okay, so, but then I'm sitting there and this voice over my shoulder, Noik ni David, Brother David. Whack, I turn around, it's him standing there. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. God raised him from the dead. Here's how it went. Right, I went on home about probably 4:30 in the morning, about 7, right at daylight. They're in there, shatalaba. Some of the brothers are praying over him, you know, shatalaba. And all of a sudden you hear a shriek. It's the woman of the house. Ah! And they go rushing in from the outside, and the glowing man had appeared. Now, you don't know who he is. His name is the King of Kings. Jesus, the righteous, the right arm of God's strength, the Word of God. He came in. He didn't say a word. He just walked over to Brother Domingo and touched him. Head healed. Raised from the dead, back through the roof, he's gone. All the brothers saw him. Listen to me. Okay, that brings up more questions than it answers. For us, for you, we can't seem to summons him when we want him. But he shows up periodically, pretty regular, more now than used to. And I don't even know what to say to you. It's pretty awesome. The Word of God is true. Let every man be a liar. That's what your Bible says. Okay, so I need you to, these new ideas that you've been confronted with in the last 5 years, I need you to lay that stuff to rest. Pick up your Bible, take it literal, find the narrow path. It is a little confusing to us because a lot of it is outdated in the way it talks and all sorts of stuff. But the glowing man is the Word of God. And he don't ask, he don't never say anything. He just shows up and just looks and just, and it's fixed. Just like that. Okay. So the lady of the house, I got there, right? And when her husband showed up and he told me about the glowing man, and I'm all going, what? She comes out, and here's what she says. I'm sorry that I hit you. I said, you know, I was trying to be meek, you know. Yes, ma'am, she said, but you needed it. I said, yeah, I've been told that before. It is true. It's okay. You can take it. You can take their rocks. You can take their hate. You can take their persecution. But the moment you decide to live by your own strength is the moment you lose the battle.
Born in the time of sin, God in the doctor too. In the time of your greatest trial, he truly was God to you. And he's God in the book.
David Hogan from Freedom Ministries, as he is ministering to the Aztec Indians in the wilds and mountains of Mexico.
Thank you for flying with Global Air Force.